This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA.
You're killing us. Hey, hey, everybody. Big virtual hugs. But notice I said virtual hugs. Kate Delaney is always thrilled to be with you. Life in the pandemic. I know it's no fun. Listen, I did my fun times with spring breaks and went to the beach because that was my thing. I always look for the beach. I did try surfing and I was terrible. I could body surf, but standing up on the surfboard, woo! And then trying to catch a wave, no. We're trying to not catch any waves of COVID. Let's crush this sucker. I am tired of it. I know you are weary of it, tired of the conspiracy theories and tired of the hoax situation and all of that. It's not a hoax when you know people who have died, when you flat out know people who have died, when you talk to funeral directors and people of God, pastors who are teary-eyed and tell you this is their fifth funeral of the day. It's not made up. So when we look at the number of deaths, and we're over 550,000 in the U.S., but we're hoping to go in the opposite direction. We now have had a 17% uptick in confirmed cases of COVID. We've also had 99.6 million people vaccinated. That covers 37.3% of the eligible population, that would be 16 and older, and 30% of the total population. If you look at it that way, those numbers rolled out courtesy of Johns Hopkins University. And, you know, some areas are struggling with the vaccine while others are just crushing it. Logistically, you know, shout out always to West Virginia because they easily logistically got it together, especially in the rural areas where others have had their tougher time with that, and did the phone tree thing, got people vaccinated, and had such a high rate in the very beginning of this thing. Much different in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. The rollout in D.C. has been terrible. Just absolutely awful. The D.C., Maryland, and Virginia are vaccinating people there 65 and older, and people 16 and older with health conditions, along with essential workers, healthcare workers, teachers, firefighters, da-da-da-da, you know, the list of all of that. But that's where they are. Whereas Texas, the great state of Texas, anybody who wants one, and there are some Texans who want nothing to do with the vaccine, but the people who want it, they are getting it. But it's different for some of the other spots, like I just mentioned, in that D.C. area. The people in Virginia, people with medical, and that this is, you know, here we are in April, the people with medical conditions that the CDC say are proven to increase the severity of the infections, cancer, chronic kidney disease, heart conditions, they're eligible for it. In Maryland, but notice this is, the other states are beyond this. In Maryland, hospital patients who are receiving cancer treatments, who have undergone a solid organ transplant or suffer from COPD or type 1 or 2 diabetes, all eligible for the vaccine. Those with illnesses who are not currently hospital patients will become eligible later. So did you hear that? Eligible later. That's Maryland. Maryland's had the worst time. The worst. And people are panicked, right? The ones that want to get it. And they do have mass vaccination sites, but they are kind of struggling there, too, and trying to figure out how to register. And I got to think that this is going to smooth out for those people because that's crazy, right? And when people aren't eligible, you know, it's like in Maryland, people who signed up for the state's emergency text alerts will eventually get a text message, and it'll say, you know, MD ready. So, and they're waiting for those MD ready texts. And it's so interesting because there are lots of other people who could care less, right, about that, who don't want to be vaccinated. But for goodness sake, social distance, masking, that kind of stuff, anything that helps your fellow man, because we flat out know what the statistic is, and that's what's happening, right? 550,000 people is a lot of people who have died from this. The president is pushing this infrastructure thing, but the Republicans are saying, no way, because it's going to call for taxes, including corporate taxes that are going to shoot up. So it'd be a boost, though, in federal aid to the rail system, which is a mess in some areas. Amtrak has a repair backlog that stretches from, like, the length of the Northeast Corridor, to give you an idea of that, which is pretty long. And they have to modernize, especially that area. The Northeast is terrible. So the American Jobs Plan announced Wednesday calls for $80 billion for rail, money that would be crucial for passenger service to cities like Vegas and Nashville and expand operations and all that kind of stuff. But under the plan, the boost would be a 400% boost in funding. 400% boost in funding. Right now, the passenger railroad gets about $2 billion of federal subsidies to cover operations nationally and in the Northeast, where it's really heavy. And there's other grants and all that other stuff. But been proposed about $600 billion of transportation investments, including $115 billion to rebuild bridges and highways, $85 billion for transit, $25 billion to repair and upgrade airports, $20 billion for safety initiatives, reducing traffic fatalities, all that sort of stuff. And it would go through 8 years. But it's not going anywhere unless it goes through Congress. And so far, the path is divided. It's pretty unclear. And Democrats, who narrowly control both chambers, are kind of enthusiastic. A lot of them are about the proposal, but there's some that are not. They have to have all of them on board. And certainly the Republican congressional leaders are like, no way, because how are you paying for it? Tax increases, the corporate tax, you're going to raise that? I don't think so. So we'll see where all of this goes. I mean, infrastructure is terrible. We know that. Do you live somewhere where everything's crumbling around you? I've seen it in a lot of cities before the pandemic that I visited. And there's always plans drawn up. There's always that possibility. You know, Trump wanted to do that. That was one of the things that he talked about, was infrastructure, that how bad it was and how desperately there were areas that needed it, but it was always a no-go, right? All right, the other thing that's happening, of course, is Derek Chauvin and more testimony. This is just the first week of that trial, and it is being streamed. People are watching it, and who knows, as I've said all week long, how long this goes until there's closing arguments, but there's a long list of witnesses still to come. Today, his girlfriend testified and talked about the fact that they were both addicted to opioids. Mic drop coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Drop moment. It's one you will not believe. I mean, seriously, you will not believe it. I was, I have to say, I laughed and I thought, oh, if this happened to me, I have no idea where it would have ended up for me. I'm just going to say that, right? It's just not good what happened here, but we're going to get to that in just a second. Just a second, we're going to get to it. I want to mention this because it's interesting what's happened as well on the stock market. And, boy, the S&P 500 has been smoking hot. If you have a 401k, pretty good, right? The S&P has increased by 4.6% during the first 50 days of this presidency, by the way. But it was hot. It was also hot during the Trump administration. So it's just continues to go. You wonder where does the bump happen? So, you know, this president comes in at the kind of the end of the devastating pandemic. So there's more optimism, business optimism. The President Trump took office with a years long bull market. The previous president had the economy in a free fall, was in the middle of that from the 2008 financial crisis. So we look at the market and you just see that the market moves and shakes due to what's happening. So something horrific, something super negative can tank it. We know that. And then there's a big sell-off, and that's what happens. And I've had people say that, you know, when you talk about investing, think about people can't afford to invest. What is, you know, it's not the game for everyone because not everybody can afford it. But here's the thing. It doesn't take a lot of money. You don't have to have an outrageous amount of money. And plus, a lot of the middle class, if they work for certain corporations, which a lot of people do, they get a 401k. They have a 401k, and that's a way to hopefully, if the market's good to you and the timing's right, is to increase that. It was to increase that money for sure. By the way, U.S. jobless claims rose to 719,000 because you still have job cuts that are lingering because of the virus. So the Labor Department said that the number of claims increased from 658,000 the week before. The pace of applications has dropped since early this year. And, of course, they're high by history standards. If you look at that, before the pandemic flattened the economy a year ago, jobless claims, typically, to give you an idea, ran below 220,000 a week. All in all, 3.8 million people collected traditional state benefits during the week ending March 20th. And so we know that there's still the struggle is out there. The struggle is real. That's why the stimulus was so key for so many people. All right, imagine this, and I know you can. You run to the supermarket, you got to pick up a bunch of groceries, whatever, you go in, you're having a decent day, it's, you know, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, whatever. You come back out, you load your groceries in the car, you know, put them in the trunk, your windows were down a little bit because it's a little bit warm. You're in Las Cruces, New Mexico. It's a good day. You might go and have one of those green chili cheeseburgers at one of my favorite places, Blake's. Maybe not. But you start to drive and then realize there's some bees around here. And then you turn over your shoulder, you look back behind you, and you realize the entire car is filled with bees. A swarm of bees. So, an emergency 911 call, as anybody would do if they have a car full of bees. And luckily for this guy, there was a firefighter who happened to be a beekeeper in his spare time. I mean, just, where does that happen? Jesse Johnson, you are the man. So he responds right away, and he was able to bring the right equipment to deal with the bees. It took 2 hours to remove the bees because the bees in this guy's car, 15,000 bees is what they're estimating. Somehow they relocated to this man's property outside the city limits of Las Cruces. Mic drop. 15,000 bees? That's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. You know, they say, well, you know, of course, we're not usually dealing with this, but we acted quickly, and that was good. There was a security guard at the Albertsons grocery store that was stung, and a few people who were shopping had some kind of close encounters, but there were no major injuries. That could have been disastrous. A swarm. I mean, he started driving off until he noticed a swarm in the back seat. A swarm in the back seat. Who? I mean, if he had been driving down the highway, oh, is that just that's just the worst. I have a feeling I'm going to really be checking. Not that I think a swarm of bees is going to get into my car. You know, there's all kinds of things that happen when you don't realize it. Like with the, we had something happen to underneath the car. There was something that happened underneath the car because they told us, well, there's so many squirrels. Oh, you have so many trees. There's trees all over in the neighborhood. And the squirrels get in, and even a rat can get in underneath your car, and it chews wires. But it's one thing to have a chewed wire and be not happy with it and have to fix it. It's another thing to get into your car and realize there's a swarm of bees over your shoulder. Wow. That is crazy. I've seen this swarm of bees. We've seen them in trees. Somebody has spotted them in different places that where they shouldn't be, and they call a beekeeper out. But that's one for the books, and that's why it is a true mic drop. A true mic drop. Yeah, no question about it. Absolutely. All right, I got to give you this one because, of course, we are here live on the air, and things happen when we're on the air. A passenger train carrying about 350 people derailed in a tunnel in eastern Taiwan, killed 36 at least, injured dozens more. It was an 8-car train, and it came off the rails again in that tunnel on Friday morning, causing several of the carriages to hit the wall of the tunnel. And luckily, some people could be evacuated from the first 3 cars. There was about 60 people they could evacuate. But they say that what's being reported is that a truck that wasn't parked properly was suspected of kind of sliding into the path of the train. And that's what you see. You see the truck's wreckage. I saw a picture just of this lying next to the part of the derailed train. So very, very sad there where it's just crumpled in the tunnel. And the impact of that, and of course, what happens? You have passengers that are did get off, grabbing what they can and getting off and walking along the tracks where the wreckage was. And there was a couple of years ago a train derail. I remember this in Taiwan, and there not as many. There was I think 18 people died, but there were a lot of people that were injured, like 175, and that was one of the worst rail disasters that they had. And, you know, you look at Taiwan, the island of Taiwan, and this area of that we're talking about, and beautiful area, very, very, very sad to see that happen. All right, coming up on the show, a conversation. We go to Adelaide, Australia, for a conversation with Dr. John Miller. He's in a profession that I think is, if you love it, has to be one of the greatest professions ever. When you get to welcome new life, you know, when you're in the baby birthing business, and that's exactly what he's done. And we'll talk with him coming up next on the show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
On day 4 of the murder trial, a former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, and the death of George Floyd. The jury heard from Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, and from a paramedic on scene, Derek Smith.
Did you see Mr. Floyd taking any of those pills?
Yes, we took them together that time.
I'm sorry?
We did take them together that time.
And when he took those, obviously he didn't die, right?
No, he did not.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Chauvin's defense contends it was Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions that led to his death. Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents said Thursday over 130 illegal aliens have surrendered near San Miguel, Arizona, 80 of them unaccompanied minors. This is USA Radio News. A detective details how a shooter locked his victims inside a courtyard in Orange, California.
At least four people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said a man locked the courtyards to block entrance to the buildings.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard. Two officers engaged the suspect from outside of the gates, and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
One of the heartbreaking stories in the shooting is that of a 9-year-old boy who may have died in his wounded mother's arms as she tried in vain to save him. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Delivering 15,000 plus babies. Our next guest, who's in our virtual green room, we're taking you to Adelaide, Australia, doesn't have to imagine it. Dr. John Miller did just that, and he's written a really funny, engaging, and at times will make you teary-eyed book about what he experienced, his life, a hard day at the orifice, reminiscences of an obstetrician and gynecologist. And like I said, can you imagine 15,000 babies? In the introduction of his book, he really nails it too, I think, that he talks about there shouldn't be a difference between vocation and vacation, and says something that I heard early in my career, don't be a square peg in a round hole. And he says that that didn't apply to him. It's interesting what that profession is like, and to be there at the very start of life must be absolutely an enormous responsibility in a way and an enormous joy. So Dr. John Miller, thanks so much for coming on. How did you get into this profession?
I decided to become a true family doctor. I'd do a further 12 months, non-compulsory learning, to round out my education, and this involved 6 months in the Adelaide Children's Hospital to become proficient in pediatrics, and then 6 months in the obstetric hospital delivering babies and learning to deal with complications of various sorts. But when I went to the Queen Victoria Hospital to do this, the then medical superintendent was a doctor named Reg Hamlin. Now, I don't know whether you've heard of him, but he was terribly enthusiastic, and he took me under his wing, and I learned a lot from him. But he and his wife, Catherine, world famous for treating women with fistulae in Ethiopia at Addis Ababa. And his wife, Catherine, who died quite recently, wrote a book called The Hospital by the River. Reg was twice nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize and was awarded the Companion of the Order of Australia. And so Catherine had the same acknowledgement. Now, they dealt with fistulae. Women as young as, they were girls really, 13, were having babies. And of course, before their pelvises were fully formed, the heads got stuck. And this created a hole between the bladder and the vagina. Eventually, the babies died and the heads collapsed, and the baby was passed dead, born dead. But they were from rural and outlying districts. And Reg Hamlin and his wife, Catherine, became experts in repairing these fistulae, which is a very tricky operation. And people from all over the world went there to learn their technique. Girls often had to walk hundreds of kilometres, miles, I suppose, to get to the place. And they were forever grateful. And Reg and Catherine taught the local midwives a technique to, they're both deceased now, to take over. And Haile Selassie, they made a special hospital for them to do it. Reg, he was a very enthusiastic guy and totally immersed in obstetrics. He claimed that at any time of night or day, he knew where some woman, what stage the woman would be in her labour. And if she wasn't, well, then had to do something with it. Had to do something about it. He had a strange way. He was a bit eccentric of treating fetal distress in labour. He used to say, ether, oxygen, think. So that might sound a bit weird, but the ether, there was some basis for it, in that he that relaxes the uterus, and if there's a tonic contraction, relaxes the uterus, and the oxygen, of course, improves the saturation in the mother and helps the baby. And then you think about what's causing all this and what do I do about it. So that was Reg.
So Reg had a big impact on you because he was an amazing doctor and he cared, and that made you want to do that.
That's right. They treated an incredible number of these patients. I say I've known to treated about 45,000. Unbelievable, these poor young girls with this condition.
Wow. That's incredible. So then you become, you study at amazing places in Australia and in the UK. And your first delivery, take us back to that because we can't go through every delivery. So tell us what your first delivery was like.
It was a bit daunting, but it's medical students. We had to do a certain quota of babies. We had to deliver about 20 babies in those days. Now, the problem was with that, Numero Uno, the head midwife, used to allocate the deliveries. So all the student midwives seemed to get their deliveries during the daylight hours. The medical students, even though I tried to bribe her by washing her car, the medical students got them at night. But as I say, I was a bit of an eager beaver then. I used to sleep on a barouche outside the labour ward when I was due for deliveries because I didn't want to miss any of the action. So I loved the obstetrics, and that's why I got into it.
Dr. John Miller, thank you so much for coming on the show. The book, again, is called A Hard Day at the Orifice, Reminiscences of an Obstetrician and Gynecologist. I think this book is funny. I think this book makes you think. And certainly you can tell that this was somebody who loved, 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 loved what he did from the very first picture you see of him holding as a young man a recently delivered baby. And then what he talks about, which is not just strictly, okay, here's what we did, here's working at this hospital, here's some of the amazing opportunities I was afforded and some of the wonderful things that I was able to give back as well. Because if you go through the contents of the book, there is also a very funny chapter where he talks about of sex, love, and marriage, and then talks about, you know, private practice, talks about litigation, because that's also part of the profession, talks about the ethics committee. I mean, from A to Z, but it's not a medical textbook. This is a book that you can sit down and pour through and realize it's the miracle of life. And how do you get in the profession and what you have to do to get there? And then the privilege of being on the front row, and then some of the crazy things that happen along the way when you're dealing with real live situations where there is a playbook, but that playbook can change. And he was obviously very, very skilled. Dr. Miller, you were very skilled at what you did. So once again, I want to say pick up this book on Amazon, A Hard Day at the Orifice, Reminiscences of an Obstetrician and Gynecologist. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This time around on Author's Corner, we're going to England, and I can't wait to introduce you to Jules. She's written three books. I think all are gems, but the one that I really loved, actually, Lord Lily Love Toast has become my tongue twister in the morning. She doesn't know that. I say it every morning when I get up, Lord Lily Love Toast, Lord Lily Love Toast, and it kind of gets my motor going. And so I have really enjoyed reading Jules' work, and she's got another one, Tree, and which is so incredible. Thank you so much, Jules, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you. I'm very excited. It's the first time. I love radio, and it's incredible for me. Thank you.
What's always interesting to listeners in the UK and Australia, because we do have listeners there and in the United States, certainly, is how do you come up with this material? What inspired you? I mean, you and I talked off the air, and wasn't it something about a text and going back and forth initially in a text with a friend?
Yes, I was jogging and I twisted my ankle and I couldn't get out of the house. So I started texting a friend of mine. And shall I read that, just that little quote about the man?
Yes, we would love to hear it. The listeners would love to hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay. Once every blue moon, when the tide's out, the mermaids can become human women. Once every 50 lifetimes. This is the only time Neptune will try and catch one for his bride, as they're not as swift without their mermaid scaly tail.
I like it. I would say the same thing, and going back and forth, oh, there's something there. And obviously your friend realized that, right, and said that to you.
Yeah, we wrote a really good story, and then I edited it down because there's a copyright issue, so I edited it down in Lord Lily Love Toast so that it was just sort of my words in that story. I had to, you know, obviously change it a little bit, but yeah, it's still a really good storyline.
It is a really good storyline, and we'll kind of bounce between those two. With Lord Lily Love Toast, what do you hope people take away from reading that book? And it's really delightful and easy to read.
That book, Kate, I'm quite, because I was thought we were going to talk about Tree, I suppose I wasn't really, I think all I'll say is for all listeners to try writing themselves, but to enjoy a book or, but to enjoy their own, journey with poetry and do it just for themselves and really, just really enjoy. I've really found something I enjoy.
And it shows clearly in that story. And like you said, we were going to focus on Tree, so I didn't mean to throw you off track, and you didn't really go off track because we're having a great conversation. So that's the beauty of this medium and the intimacy of you and introducing you to the listeners. So tell us more about Tree. What is Tree about?
Okay, Tree's, it is lots of unrequited lesbian poetry. So I might meet somebody at work. They're normally married, but I will write a poem for them. I do remember one lady, she said, "I can't believe you wrote all those words about me," it's just, I was a carer, and it might be a resident's life that kind of inspires me. Like one lady had lost her husband, so I think that's in Lord Lily Love Toast, but it was almost like imagining what her husband would say to her, and so this poem about a cherry blossom tree just materialized as if his soul was still in the fireplace. So it's sort of maybe just sensitive to other people's life stories, influences my creativity.
Yeah, and people, obviously, like you said, other people's life stories, cherry blossom trees, wow, then that brings up so many memories of Washington, D.C. for me. But I love the tale of the soul, so you're marrying that to the person in that one, which is brilliant. And you said something to me that I immediately scribbled down, and I think everybody else should scribble it down. With all of us dealing with so many things and stresses in our life, trying to find tranquility and calm in the chaos and the storm can be tough. And you talked about trees being very calming to you.
Yeah, I think to just be in a forest and stand by a tree does still my soul. But I guess the point is, when I twisted my ankle, some things can seem like work problems that you can't escape from, but sometimes they are blessings. But it's sort of how you manage that mini crisis I mean, I can't believe a tree comes from an acorn, and that blows my mind, but I think I am slightly
it's funny, you thinking about that, you're right. Coming from an acorn, that really, really puts it in perspective. And you told me something I thought was powerful, too, for people listening. And we're talking to Jules. You can get all of her books on Amazon easily. Look up Jules, J-O-O-L-Z. And we're talking about Tree here. But that the writing has been very good for you because you have all these thoughts in your mind. And you suffer from something that a ton of people have, including my husband. He has it terribly. And it really it really has been like cathartic, right?
Yes. I suffered from OCD intrusive thoughts, so I can't always I'm quite well at the moment because my I'm on really good medicine and I exercise, but I have a problem called OCD intrusive thoughts, so I can't always I could have thoughts that disturb me and I haven't wanted to live with myself and so I say that because I'd never met anybody and I didn't realize it was a problem. But what I will, as I told Kate off air, I write the stories by email, by the way. So I publish all these books on my Android phone. And, but rather than let my mind control me, especially when I'm trying to get to sleep, I'll email myself stories, and then obviously put them on my very old laptop, and so it's sort of like it. Also, when I was really depressed, I did one of my best stories, which was like about a magical tower and sort of like this sort of, you know, a tower in the clouds and this princess thunder, and she was like riding the horse through the clouds and she's really spirited. And you know, I was really depressed at the time. So, but that's, you know, so I suppose if you're having a bad day, try writing a story.
Maybe. I think that's an incredible piece of advice. Try getting out of your head and writing a story and relaxing and taking a breath and enjoying it. Well, I think all of your books are delightful, but I think there's something that you get out of Tree for sure, which again is just fascinating. And I suppose you hope, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that people kind of disappear into the book. Is that it? When they read it, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they enjoy it as much as me. There's one quote that I think is really powerful, because I do performance poetry. But may I ask you, are you allowed to say hi to somebody on air?
Yes, you can say hi.
No, well, you. Can I ask you to? Because I've got a friend, Jenny, and she's got lung cancer. So, I mean, I'm a bit, could you edit this afterwards? But, Kate, would you say hello to Jenny, please? She would love that.
Yes, and we don't have to edit anything. Jenny, big virtual hug to you. keep going. Keep doing it. And best wishes here from the U.S. and all of us.
She would really love that. Would you like me to read one paragraph from Tree?
Yes.
Okay. The I am. The fire embers, my bones can't wait to rest and clang in the clouds where angels rest. In the crow-top black vestitude of time, destiny began and God did climb, did chime, did fill the gull's beak, fill the bleak, fill the way of warriors fighting their way through life's pitfalls and adventure, seeking fever, seeking weather, seeking lightning, seeking the alchemist was here all the time, seeking, searching ghostly ruins that beckons us all if we live that long.
Wonderful. Wow. I could see myself sitting in the audience listening to that. Brilliant. Well done. And Tree will take you away to a magical place. There's no doubt about it. And I think of Jules every day when I get up and I say, Lord Lily Love Toast. Lord Lily Love Toast, which I think is wonderful. Jules, you're a delight. Thank you so much.
Namyo Horingiko. Thank you very much. Thank you so much as well. Thank you. It's made me and my friends really happy to know I was going to be on your show. So thank you.
Thank you, Jules.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.